This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.7 The Fan. Reacting to last night's ass-kicking by the Eagles. Tough night for the Chiefs. Wanted to run through just some of these numbers. Both Josh Sweat and Milton Williams will be free agents. The two of them.
Josh Sweat and Williams?
Yeah.
And they can't keep both of them.
Well, Sweat's contract's a little funky because it's a big void year, which has a bunch of dead money on it. But I think because it's a void year, you just have to eat that. I got to try to really figure that out. But, like, it's a void year, so it's going away, period. I think the signing bonus carries over from when they first signed him. I know there's going to be so much talk about this, and I am not suggesting – I think both those guys are good players and certainly played the game of their lives in the most important spot, which matters a lot.
Yep.
But, like, when you have like, you and I were just watching that Nolan Smith play on – that's just a good example of why they couldn't run the ball. The violence, downhill nature of these Eagles D linemen. But when you have the depth and quality all across your D line, that's a rising tide lifting every boat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily in a hurry to pay any of those guys unless, like, Jalen Carter becomes available. But they've put something together where they've got 7, 8, 9 dudes, man.
Yeah.
That's like...
That means you could bring in a whole backup.
Brandy Graham came back last night.
You could bring a whole line and they play... They don't drop off. You know what I mean?
Listen,
that makes a difference.
I'm reading from Bill Barnwell here about the Eagles' defensive line domination.
Mm-hmm.
In their final game before free agency, this was the Josh Sweat and Milton Williams show. The two Eagles draftees combined for 4.5 sacks. Down the rotation, Jalix Hunt and Moro Ojomo showed up with splash plays and quality snaps. Brandon Graham, a surprise activation during the week after recovering from what was expected to be a season-ending torn triceps, played 18 snaps and nearly bowled over right tackle Juwan Haller to draw a holding penalty. It was just such an ass-kicking. And it's kind of interesting that this article goes in to explain KC just did not invest at left tackle. They drafted that big kid out of BYU. They really wanted him to be the guy. He won the job coming out of camp, but just got smoked early on. So then Andy tried to go to a veteran in Wanya Morris. Then he sucked. If you remember, in like around Thanksgiving, they signed DJ Humphreys, who was just a veteran free agent at that point on the street and played for the Cardinals. He was getting his ass kicked, so then they finally moved Thuney over there. Then Thuney was getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Thuney was good enough against the Texans, the Bills. I think it's an example of what Philly did, maybe more so than what KC didn't do.
Listen, Philly dropped some Sam Cassell and just said, you know what, I'm better than you one-on-one.
Yeah. I thought this was really interesting. We talked about it. So a couple of the bets I liked Xavier Worthy's yards a lot last night. That came through. This is a landfill classic, is to take Mahomes over rush yards. That did not come through last night. And I think it was clearly, one, just a testament to the talent, but two, part of their game plan. I'm going to read this here. The big scramble never came. In addition to winning one-on-one, Philadelphia's edge rushers did a great job of walling off the edges and forcing Mahomes to try to escape pressure by stepping up into the pocket as opposed to escaping through the sides and extending plays. Once he stepped up, the Eagles' defensive line were simply too big and too fast to run past. Mm. How about this? Mahomes didn't scramble because Hurts, they have designed quarterback runs.
Yeah.
KC rarely pulls off the design QB runs. They did one last year in the Super Bowl, but those are few and far between. It's Mahomes on a scramble, right? Mahomes didn't scramble for a first down all game. He had one late where he got like ankle tackled about 2 yards short of the marker. He didn't scramble for a first down the whole game. How far back in Mahomes' playoff run do you think you have to go to the last time that happened?
His first year of starting?
The AFC title game, they lost to Brady. Remember, they didn't get the ball back in overtime?
Yeah.
That's the last time he didn't scramble for a single first down.
Mm-hmm.
That's another telling stat. He didn't scramble. He didn't have a single. Now, he was running for his life.
He was trying to scramble.
But he didn't get past the line of scrimmage for a registered scramble. When do you think that happened?
After halftime?
Dude, midway through the third quarter.
Yeah.
He didn't have more than an 8-yard run the whole game.
He made me scramble to the damn bar often. After I watched that game, like, I was like, I might just have a couple, you know, chill.
Oh, you didn't have a couple till after the game?
No. I was chilling. And then after like the second half, I'm like, look, I'm just going to give me something. And I sat there by the stone crab claws. And
You were at MGM last night?
Yeah, I probably ate. I ate more stone, what's it called, the stone crab, the stone claw or whatever, and shrimp than anybody in that place.
It was in the ballroom? I saw a picture.
No, it was in the theater where they do.
That's what I mean.
The concert set. Yeah.
I could call that a ballroom, right?
Oh, the ballrooms are the ones upstairs where we do the other stuff at.
Theater. That's what I meant then. Landville's got more stats.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So he was sacked 6 times, right? Pressured damn near every time. Not a single blitz, B. That was all front four.
Oh, they didn't have to blitz. They listen. Let's not just say four against four, because It was 4-5.
Sure.
And four against six. And 4-7. And they were getting the pressure. Listen, man, if you want to win football games, if you can have four people blitz a rush like they do, like they did last night, consistently, you'll win a lot of football games. Because when you have four and you're dropping seven, you can confuse the hell out of the quarterback.
Well,
but if you rush four and that quarterback is like he said in 7-on-7 drill, he's going to pick you apart.
I also think there was a time where Travis Kelce's going to beat anybody 1-on-1. And I think
Travis Kelce's gotten slow to me.
Zach Ballin,
I watched him last night. He
and Ballin
slow.
Is so good
yeah.
that what if you were only going to rush four.
A little thicker than he was in previous years, too.
If you were only going to rush four in the peak of the Travis Kelce era, he's just going to kill you. Right? Because he'll just find some seams.
I think if they rushed four in the peak of the area and they couldn't block, the pass still wouldn't have got the ball to him.
True.
But he looked slower.
He finished that game 4 catches for 39 yards. He didn't have a catch at least till the second half.
I love how our fan base is. The last time the Eagles won the Super Bowl, the Caps won the Stanley Cup.
4 months later, baby.
Yeah.
Caps are rolling.
Boy, look,
I know they lost this weekend, but
I love it.
I do too. I just retweeted that. Shout out to Evan Johnson, the voice of Evan. You got my retweet, dog. I had another moment like that be last night where it was it's funny going back now and trying to think of what seemed like a big moment when inevitably, none of it ended up being a big moment because it was just such an ass-kicking.
Mm-hmm.
But when they called the offensive pass interference on A.J. Brown early in that game, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, it's kind of a weak call, but he did fully extend the arm. That's when you're supposed to throw the flag. And he kind of
Hit him in the face mask?
Yeah. Now, they didn't call the face mask, but I think it extended beyond the typical pushing and shoving.
Mm-hmm.
I just said weak call, but, you know, don't like the flag there. And I got like 50 replies right away from Skins fans being like, man, that's a makeup call for what he did to Lattimore a couple weeks ago. And I was like, God bless you. I love you.
But you know what? He did. He
Jeff, you had the same thought?
I was one of them people.
You can't grab the face. You can't hit his face, man. You can't grab his face, man. That was another one late in the game when they hit Pat directly in the face if they didn't call it.
Yeah.
No, they ended up calling it after the fumble.
Like
it was,
once they saw it,
they said
went
it
back
was dead
later.
Ball.
I guess, what you call it? NFL, what you call it, little thing? The reset, recheck, whatever?
Oh, yeah. The New York calling.
Yeah, they must have called and said, y'all better call this. Because when it happened, I'm like, okay, got a penalty.
Nobody's worried about the Chiefs in on it with the refs anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that storyline's
dead.
Listen,
man, the players decide
games. They
have
more
games.
Penalty yardage than Philly.
The players normally decide the games on the field. I'm going to be now, when the Hockley crew goes out there, you got to be concerned, especially if it's the Eagles and the Commanders. But other than that, I think everybody else is trying to call it fair. I don't trust him, though.
I thought the worst call was the Chiefs were about to force a punt, and they hit the linebacker. I think it's Burton. Bolton,
maybe. Offside?
No, the roughing.
That was weak. Now, that one was weak.
Junk.
That was weak as hell.
Junk.
But it haven't. Like, he took, like, 4 steps and then hit the guy. Like, it was weak, but...
And the guy, like, put a little extra fly in there.
He could have stopped. Like, you got... Man. If you see they are calling the game this tight, you got to stop. Like,
they weren't calling it that tight. That's the question about it, though.
Even the A.J. Brown thing, like, that was soft. You seen they was making soft games the entire game.
They could have called a face mask or...
I think they called it because he fully extended into the dude's face. Anytime the elbow locks, they typically call that.
Which was soft. Y'all seen that man yank out DB
Jeff. We're checking in with Jeff next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.